What comes into your mind when you hear the two words, above all? Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 3, verse 31 says, "He who comes from above is above all." Let those two words, above all, sink in. It means that Jesus reigns over all. Over all the nations, over all the politics, over Wall Street and the economy, over the kings and the presidents and rulers, over terrorists, over sickness, over cancer, over your children, over your marriage, over your school. He is there in each and every situation, ruling and reigning, and waiting on you to recognize Him and honor Him in each and every scenario. In Ephesians chapter 1, Paul says that after God raised Jesus from the dead, He seated Him at the right hand of God in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet. The Apostle Peter affirms this whenever he says that Jesus is at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers had been subjected to Him. And the author of Hebrews spends the entire first chapter of that letter asserting that Jesus, the creator of all things, is over all things. Job 28, one of my favorites, says, "Sheol is naked before God, and Abaddon has no covering. He stretches out the north over the void and hangs the earth on nothing. He binds up the waters in His thick clouds, and the cloud is not split open under them. The pillars of heaven tremble and are astounded at His rebuke. By His power He stilled the sea. Behold, these are but the outskirts of His ways, and how small a whisper do we hear of Him. But the thunder of His power, who can understand?" Don't forget today that Jesus is above all. Today when you pray, please pray for Stephen Schrader and his family, missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the English Life Word broadcast in Canada, South Africa, and the United States.